Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program today. We are back with our music article. My name is Brandon, and I have Catherine and Amanda here today. We're talking about Dolly Parton, a fireball of energy. And I want to ask our panelists something that they learned yesterday about Dolly Parton. We'll start with Catherine.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Yesterday, we talked a lot about Dolly Parton's new album, Blue Smoke, and we learned about some of the songs were on it, but I just wanted, whenever I was preparing, I did some reading about it, and I learned that this album is actually her 42nd album that she has made, and I personally just think that that is really incredible. You know, she's 68 years old right now, she's made so many albums and won so many awards for it, it's very admirable how hard she's worked and how successful she has been.
That's right, and she started at a very young age. She started performing at age 10. We talked about that yesterday, so she's had plenty of time to practice and to also record many albums. What is something that kind of stuck out to you yesterday, Amanda?
I think what stuck out to me was her friendship with Kenny Rogers that has continued to just go on for many, many years and produce that beautiful song, You Can't Make Old Friends. And it just reminded me that in an interview that she gave, she did mention that she does also like to do a lot of cover music from other artists. Even though she's very famous for the songs she's written herself, she does like to hear other people's music and then just put her own flavor, her own tinge, her own style into that music.
That's right. So we learned a lot about her album, her new album, Blue Smoke, and we also learned about some of her other albums yesterday and how she has won some Grammys as a result of her hard work. But she's not actually just a singer. She's also an actor, and she actually has written some books as well. And so she has been quite busy, and as many famous people are, right? She doesn't just stick to one profession, really. She does many things.
That's right. I think it's really interesting how she has tried so many different things and been successful in so many different areas, especially if you think about, we learned yesterday that she had grown up in a very, very small, poor community. So it's amazing how she got herself out of that situation and has not only, you know, improved her life, but the lives of many other people.
That's an excellent point, and we need to remember that because we can learn from her life. And that's the point. A lot of times when we're reading these articles, we need to take out some things that we can apply to our own lives. And so she grew up very poor, and she was raised in a two-room cabin and, had brothers and sisters, many brothers and sisters. She was one of 12 children. And so she didn't let that keep her from following her goals and dreams. And she went after that, and she's very talented, and she was able to make it big regardless of her circumstances. And so we can learn from that as well. And one of the things I wanted to mention as well is the fact that she wrote the song, I Will Always Love You. And many people will associate that song with Whitney Houston, but actually Dolly Parton was the one who wrote the song, and she actually sang the song as well. And so you're probably familiar with that one. And so that was probably one of her biggest hits, actually, for Dolly Parton. And so there's much more that we're going to talk about today. We're going to actually look into some other projects that she's involved in, not just music-related projects, but some how she's helping some people out. So let's go ahead and open our magazines to page 35, and we'll have our first reading for today.
Of the Bon Jovi song, she said, I kinda countryfied it the way I do. I did it with more of a gospel flavor and added some new words. It has a great feel, gospel sound, and that message of lay your hands on me for people who believe in prayer. It's a good, uplifting song. It's going to be a nice tune for our concerts. And I did Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, which has always been a favorite of mine. That turned out very nice in a country bluegrassy way. The album ends on almost a valedictory note with Try, a quintessential piece of Parton's homespun philosophizing and empowerment that would become a key part of her music. Secure yourself for climbing. Make ready for the fight. Don't let your chance go by. You'll make it if you try.
Well, we ended yesterday talking about Bon Jovi, a very famous artist. And so we're continuing to talk about him today. Of the Bon Jovi song, She Said What?
She says that she kind of countrified it. And the word countrify is kind of a funny word. It's one of the specialized terms again today. And that just means that you give something a rural feel or appearance. So she took this rock song and she made it sound like a country music song. I think that she changed the instruments and the pace and just made it sound completely different. I listened to both.
Right. And so many listeners, you know, you may not be familiar with the countryside. I grew up in the country in the U.S. and the same state here in Tennessee. And so I'm very familiar, I guess, with this term countryfied. I'm very familiar with the country. And so if you're not, you could learn about it. Maybe you grew up in the city, but you can learn what other people, what their lifestyle is like and what their culture is like. And so she just changed it to make it more of her own, basically, to make it her style. And that's why she says, the way I do, because she is definitely a country girl and she doesn't shy away from that. Well, it says, I did it with more of a gospel flavor. What is that? What is a gospel flavor?
Well, gospel is actually a style of music as well that has come out of the South of America. I think it was predominantly started by African Americans during the slavery, when they were slaves. They would sing songs that were called like of a gospel style as they were picking cotton in the fields.
Right, and today we think of it as kind of like a genre of Christian music, gospel. And so that's the flavor or style that we're talking about here. And then she says that she added some new words, so she made it her own. And how does she describe the song?
Well, she says that it has a great feel, a gospel sound, and then she goes on to talk about the message, Lay Your Hands on Me, and she says that it's good for people who believe in prayer.
Okay, and so you have the idea of someone praying and the title, Lay Your Hands on Me, and so it has that more of a Christian gospel kind of feel or mood to it. And she says that it's a good uplifting song. If something is uplifting, you kind of have that image in your mind that it's lifting you up, right? And so that's an easy word to remember. And we want things that are uplifting. We want lyrics that are uplifting. And so to encourage us. And that's what type of song this is. And this kind of music is good to listen to when you're kind of discouraged, right, Amanda?
Right. Sometimes when our mood is down or we're feeling, yeah, like you said, discouraged, we turn to music to change our mood or change our attitude. I often listen to music if I'm not feeling very happy, and I'll listen to, you know, what I call happy music. sometimes I'll look for a playlist on the computer that is even called happy, because usually the beat of it and the sound of it is uplifting.
That's right, and I mentioned yesterday that music can be very powerful, and so if you are discouraged, try to find some uplifting music to listen to. Well, it's going to be a nice tune for our concerts, she says, and so she thinks that a lot of people will like this, right?
Yeah, you know, at a concert, you usually want to go there to have fun, and so this will be a good song because, like we said, it's uplifting, it's upbeat, it makes you want to move around and dance and sing along. So, you know, it'll make a great atmosphere for the concert. The audience will enjoy it. She'll have fun performing, and that just makes it great for everyone.
Okay, so that's the Bon Jovi song. And then she goes on to talk about the Bob Dylan song, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And what does she say about that?
She said it has always been a favorite of hers. So she's always liked this song. And the way that she did it, she said it turned out very nice because she did it in a country bluegrassy way.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, that bluegrass country flavor. And she's just mentioning that again here, that that's the style that she did this song in. Well, the album ends on an almost valedictory note. Valedictory?
Well, that is an interesting word, and it describes something when you're saying goodbye, especially in a very formal way. So maybe this is a way of saying goodbye when you leave someone with a word of advice or encouragement.
Very good. So it's the end of the album, so that's appropriate that would end in this fashion. And we have this song, Try. Now, I listened to this song. I really, really like this song, and I recommend it to, you know, go onto YouTube somewhere and listen to it. And what kind of feel do we get here with this song, or what are the descriptive words used here?
It's described as a quintessential piece of Parton. And I think when we say quintessential, it means it's a perfect example of what kind of music Dolly Parton makes.
That's right. And we see here that she has this homespun philosophizing. And so homespun just means simple or ordinary, and philosophizing just talking about serious topics such as the meaning of life. And so, you know, when we listen to this song, you come away very uplifted by the lyrics, and it also makes you maybe think about life, right?
Yeah, I think that especially for this song, we'll talk about the lyrics in a minute, it really makes you think about achieving your dreams and reaching your goals, and, you know, the song title, trying to do things, don't be complacent.
So this is all a key part of her music, and we have the word empowerment here, and what does that mean?
Empowerment means to be empowered. It's the noun form of the verb, to be empowered. It means to give power to something, and so, or energy to something. So, for example, if you have a dream or a goal, you want to go after it, maybe you need something to push you into it or to motivate you to do that.
Right, and that's exactly what this song does. It's meant to motivate people to do something, to try again, to don't give up, right? And this is all a key part of her music and the things that we were just talking about. But now we're getting into the lyrics. What are the lyrics of this song, Try?
It says, secure yourself for climbing, make ready for the flight, don't let your chance go by, you'll make it if you try.
Right, and so, you know, nice little rhyme there, right? Of course, it's lyrics, and so get ready for something, right? Don't give up, don't let your chance go by. And so that's a very uplifting, encouraging song. And Dolly Parton is trying to encourage others by having a good cause. She's promoting a good cause. So let's find out more about that in our next reading.
Promoting a good cause. Besides giving concerts in Australia, she continued rolling out her Dolly Parton Imagination Library program there, funded by her Dollywood Foundation that puts free books into the hands of preschool children. United Way has joined with the program to expand it worldwide, and they're doing amazing things, she said. Every day, something new happens, and they're getting more books into the hands of more children. She appeared as herself in A Country Christmas Story, which premiered last fall, and is likely to be trotted out every holiday season. After dropping in a good word about her 30-year-old Dollywood theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, at which an accompanying resort is being built, that's new and exciting, she was ready to move on. Mostly, we're promoting the new CD and the world tour, and with the Imagination Library and Dollywood, she said with her signature squeaky laugh. That ought to be enough for a simple country girl.
So Dolly Parton is not only singing and making movies and writing books, she's also promoting a good cause. And we see that she's giving some concerts, or she was giving some concerts in Australia, but she also is continuing to roll out what?
Her Dolly Parton Imagination Library program. And this is a program that she founded back in 1995, and she originally created it just to benefit kids that are in her small county in Tennessee. But then about 5 years later, they expanded it to the entire United States. So the premise of this program is that she sends out books that she believes are timely and age-appropriate to children in low-income areas to encourage a love of reading. And actually, since then, they now send out more than, 60 million books to kids in the United States, Australia, Canada, and in the UK. I mean, it has just grown so much.
Wow, that's a lot of books, and I'm sure many of those kids are benefiting from that program, from this program. And so she is helping a lot of kids to learn how to read and to continue down that path of education. Well, how does she get the money for this project?
Well, we see that it's funded by her Dollywood Foundation. So she's created a foundation that allows her to do these various projects, which are apart from her music.
And Dollywood, as we will talk about later, is a theme park that she has there in Tennessee. And so this is where she gets the money from, this foundation, and it helps to put the books into the kids' hands. And also, there is a famous organization involved, United Way.
Yeah, United Way has also joined with them, and they have expanded it worldwide. And Dolly Parton says that they're doing amazing things.
Right, and so she's not doing it all by herself. She's teaming up with other people to help her out. They have more money, they can do more. And so she says every day something new happens, and they're getting more books into the hands of more children. Just as Catherine had mentioned, more and more children are benefiting from this program. Well, we move now into a movie that she acted in. And what was that movie?
Well, she acted in a movie called A Country Christmas Story, which I think is perfectly ideal for her because, like you said, she is a country girl. And what better way than to talk about Christmas in a country style?
That's right. And so this is a recent movie that she is in, and it may come out every Christmas. It says it premiered last fall and is likely to be trotted out every holiday season. What is trotted out?
Well, when something is trotted out, that just means that it is brought into the front to be shown to the public so that it can get attention. So, you know, this is a movie that'll be brought out every Christmas just to see, you know, Dolly Parton acting.
I haven't seen that. Maybe you have to stay tuned. See that at Christmas time.
I think it's interesting that there are a lot of Christmas movies that are repeated every year, that it just become like a cultural thing for the family to sit around together, you know, on a cold day and watch Christmas movies together.
Okay, so she was in a Christmas movie, and we can check that out sometime. But she also, we see next, she has this Dollywood theme park, and she drops in a good word. And what does that mean, that she dropped in a good word?
Well, it means, if you remember, she's doing an interview with the author of this article, so they're talking, and she just, when it says she dropped in a good word, that just means that she mentioned something about it. She wanted to make sure that he knew something good about her theme park. She didn't have to explain a lot about it because the person probably already knew, but she wanted to keep it on his mind.
So she has this theme park. Its name is Dollywood. It is in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's 30 years old. I've actually been to this theme park when I was a kid. I don't remember all of the rides. I remember one ride. It was the log ride, I think. You know, the one that just goes straight up and then it just shoots straight down once it gets to the top. And so I do remember that ride. Anyway, many rides there. It's been around for a long time, and it's in the beautiful Smoky Mountains. So you can go for a hike, go to the theme park. But what's interesting about this park is that Dolly, she wanted to do something for the people in that area. You know, she grew up in this area, and she always thought that when she became successful, she would like to do something for the people back at home. And so she built this theme park, and it actually is the number one employer in that county. So she's really helping a lot of people.
Right. I think it's really amazing what she's done there. She's built the theme park. It also has a water park attached to it. I saw that it has cabins for families to stay in. And they are all run by the local people of her community. So, you know, when you're a person that has grown up in poverty, and you have the opportunity to give back to your community and bring them out of poverty, I think that's an amazing thing, and that's what she's done. So all the people employed at Dollywood are part of the local community, so she's keeping the economy going in that area.
That's right. And so, and it also brings in people from different areas of the country. So that brings in a lot of money for that area.
And it's going to expand with this accompanying resort that is being built. It is called the Dream More Resort, and it looks really beautiful if you get a chance to see that online. And she's hoping that will open up in 2015. And she's incorporating what she's doing with the Imagination Library with the resort. She wants to make it a country feel, very simple country living, but hearty food, good food, as well as having areas where people will read stories to the children.
Wow.
Stay there.
Very nice. And so she's, you know, she does a lot of things, but she makes time for other people, which is important. And so I'm glad, Amanda, that you mentioned food, because that's a very important part of Southern culture, and I'm sure that there will be good food to go there. You think of fried chicken or pulled pork barbecue. Lots of good food to enjoy in the southern part of the U.S. You'll put on a few pounds, but it will taste great. So this is her theme park. It's there in the eastern part of Tennessee. And also, as Amanda said, it has this accompanying resort that is being built. And she describes it as new and exciting. And we end at this program with our last paragraph. And what does she say that she's really promoting?
Well, mostly she's just promoting the new CD and her world tour. So she just wants to get her CD out in front of people. I guess you could kind of use the phrase, trot out. She's trying to trot out her new CD so that more people will listen to it and enjoy it.
So she's promoting the CD, the World Tour, the Imagination Library, and Dollywood, all of those things which we just discussed. And so this is really what she wants to talk about. That's why she talked about them when she was interviewed by the Los Angeles Times. And she ends with this quote, which I really like. She says, "That ought to be enough for a simple country girl." So what is she saying here?
Well, I think she's saying that with everything that she's doing, her music, the tour, trying to promote the Imagination Library and the Dollywood theme park, that she has plenty to keep her busy, and that should be enough for her as she describes herself as a simple country girl.
Yeah, I love that, because she, you know, grew up in the countryside, and now she's 68 years old and she's very busy. She's doing a lot of things, and so her life doesn't seem so simple, right?
Yeah, I mean, I read that line and honestly, I can't look at it without smiling, because whenever I think of Dolly Parton, I think of this, you know, amazingly dynamic woman. You know, if you look at pictures, she's always impeccably dressed. She's dressed up. She looks anything but simple, and that's just her outward appearance. And then, like Amanda just mentioned, she's got her fingers in so many different areas that her life can't be simple. It's very, very busy and crowded. And so, yeah, I think that it's cute she thinks of herself that way.
Well, I think it's important to remember that no matter what your background is, that there's always something out there that you can do. You can use your talents to go out and go after your dreams. And I think we see that in the life of Dolly Parton. She didn't allow the fact that she grew up poor to keep her from doing what she was gifted in doing. She's great at singing, and she's a great musician, and she has other things that she's doing as well. She's not just going out and making all the money and keeping it all for herself. She's helping people, and that's what we should do. If our talents and gifts are being used, you know, we don't just use that for ourselves. We use it to help other people. So this is a great life lesson that we can learn from the life of Dolly Parton. Well, I want to ask our panelists just to recap a bit about something you learned today or even yesterday from this article.
I think for me, what I learned today just from Dolly Parton's life is that she gives back to her community, and she's also willing to help her community. I like the fact that she uses her music also to make uplifting music. I like that word, uplifting, and to empower people to get out of maybe the feeling of poverty or depression even, and to do something with their life.
And Catherine?
I think I really enjoyed learning about all the different things that Dolly Parton does. Honestly, whenever I started reading this article, I thought that she was just a country singer and nothing more. And so I liked learning about her Dollywood theme park and her library program that she does as well. I mean, it's incredible how diverse she is.
Very diverse, that's true. And I just reminded again about, she came from very simple means, and now she is on the stage performing, and I think that's pretty cool, and I think that's encouraging for us all. And, you know, she has a lot of fun. If you watch any of the programs that she's on, she is a person that just enjoys what she's doing, and I think that's a great reminder.
One thing I do like about her Imagination Library is that she wants kids to be excited about books. And there's something that's getting lost today with a lot of kids playing video games on the computer a lot. But she wants to allow them to feel the magic that's created when you read a book. And I know Catherine feels very strongly about that too, but I think that's needed today.
I agree. I mean, maybe I feel a little bit too strongly about this subject, but it really is incredible that she still believes in the power of reading and how important it is for young kids to, you know, like, books do develop your imagination, and without that, there's no escape from reality sometimes when you need it when you get older. So I love that she's instilling this love in kids at a young age. I mean, they're 4 or 5.
Well, this is our music article for the month, but we've actually talked about many different things about the life of Dolly Parton, and so it's not just about music, actually. But we hope you have enjoyed this article, and we hope you will join us again next time here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, goodbye!
Goodbye!